going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. So this game this afternoon, recording before, just want to talk about Aaron Judge for a couple minutes here and quell the concerns. I know Judge was getting booed yesterday. He had the golden sombrero, four strikeouts and four at-bats, and it's not what you want to see. Like, and I think that just as we talked about Volpe earlier this offseason saying, well, if we saw it, he definitely sees it. I think Judge knows, and he's also frustrated. I think he would be booing himself. I think he even said, like, I get it. I deserve to be booed right now. I've heard much worse, during the postseason. You know, I know Yankee fans have definitely given him some grief for his postseason performance a couple of years back. And, you know, it is what it is. He's going through a cold stretch right now. But I'll tell you what, Ryan. The Aaron Judge going through a cold stretch for the first time in like 2 years, I think that we have to recognize how luxurious that is. You know what I mean? Every single player goes through a cold stretch at some point, has a bad month, picks it up. You know what I mean? Like, this month could end and he could have one of his best months ever in May. And you never really tell. So, you know, Judge going through his struggles right now, what's going on with him? We'll discuss kind of the analysis behind it, the numbers behind it, where he's kind of faltering. But Ryan, before we dive into Aaron Judge, how do you today, my friend?
I'm not gonna lie, a little frustrated after yesterday's game. That was a game that was handed on a silver platter to the Yankees and they lost. Like, that's embarrassing. You get shut out even with the extra runner at second. Like, That's an inexcusable loss. The offense has to be a lot better. I kind of tweeted this out. Maybe it was an emotional kind of like reactionary in the middle of the game. And I was like, you know, the kind of early season observation, the Yankees are going to need another power bat. You know, some people pointed out, and accurately so, if Judge gets it going, you're not going to necessarily feel that need as much. But I'm kind of looking at the rest of this lineup. And, you know, outside of Soto, they really haven't gotten much power anywhere. And I'm going to stand two toes down on that take. The Yankees kind of lack a little bit of power outside of the lineup right now. And Judge has kind of been, his absence offensively has kind of emphasized, it's made it worse, right? Like, that power issue the Yankees have had. The Yankees are outside of the top 10 in home runs. It's actually one of their worst starts in terms of hitting home runs in a while. And, you know, I know some people are going to hear that and go, oh, the Yankees don't need home runs. They need guys who can consistently make contact, blah, 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 blah. The Yankees have a 20.3% strikeout rate. That's about the 10th. Yeah, it's the 9th lowest mark in the league. They don't really strike out as much as people think. For some reason, people think they have strikeout issues. I don't necessarily see it. I know yesterday was ugly. But personally, I just don't think they're converting these opportunities to runners on. And Aaron Judge has been front and center in that. Aaron Judge has kind of struggled to get the job done. And it felt like there were moments where you thought he was going to break through. I think that 3-run home run in Cleveland where he just puts a ball into orbit. I'm like, okay, he's back. Then that single against Toronto, you're like, okay, he's back. Just hasn't happened, right? Like, he just has not clicked. Now, Aaron Judge has had stretches that have lasted longer than this and have been worse than this. And that's statistically true. This is not the worst stretch of Aaron Judge's career, even though it's certainly the worst start of any season he's had. Am I concerned long-term? No. The odds of him having a season-long slump, is super low. Like, I think it's pretty likely he's going to rebound. As you mentioned, it's the first, like, slow. This is really the first time he's ever had a slow start to the season. Like, we're accustomed to Aaron Judge getting off to a quick start. On the flip side, you know, Juan Soto's accustomed to not getting off to strong starts, and he has a WRC plus that's like over 200. So, you know, I guess the world's kind of flipped on its head in a sense. These kind of things happen. You know, I'm not too concerned, but, you know, the team's not going to perform consistently well if Aaron Judge is playing this bad. Now, people might go, well, Aaron Judge early on wasn't doing much. Aaron Judge early on was getting on base, so he was at least passing the baton to somebody else. He wasn't making outs as often. His WRC plus on the season is 103, right? Like, he was objectively an above-average hitter through his first few games. Wasn't hitting for power, but, you know, through that, like, I'm looking at the game in Miami, right? That's kind of like, or we'll go to Cleveland, right? In the last game of that Cleveland series, had a 141 WRC plus and a 373 OBP with more walks than strikeouts. Since then, he has two hits. The RBI single to put us ahead against the Blue Jays, and he struck out. He has a 57.1% strikeout rate. He's chasing at everything. His chase rate is 35.5%, while his zone swing rate is 61.1%. His swinging strike rate is 19.4%. He's hit two balls above 95 miles per hour. Like, this is just, it's really bad, Alex. Like, he's now genuinely playing like a bad hitter. And now he's genuinely being a detriment to this offense. You know, look, you're going to look at guys like Rizzo who haven't hit. You're going to look at guys like Gleyber who haven't hit. And obviously you're going to say, okay, these are, you know, certainly making the situation worse. But right now, Alex, he's just been so bad. And I think he'll turn it around. But, like, yeah, he's probably the biggest reason why they haven't played well to open the year.
It's unfortunate. I mean, the Yankees offense, you can see zero runs, you know, two runs. They're not scoring. And Soto had another two hits yesterday, by the way. So it's certainly not his fault. And you can't survive when you're banking on the bottom half of your order to step up. Jose Trevino shouldn't be the guy you're expecting to get up there and make a big play happen. You know, Oswaldo Cabrera shouldn't be the guy you expect to make a big, you know, it's just, this is kind of how the Yankees offense is set up to be, though. And they have a much stronger unit than they did last year, objectively. I think that's a fact. But if Aaron Judge is not playing well, the whole point of this offense was supposed to be Judge and Soto can help carry this entire unit. You know, those two guys can help drive in runs. Those two guys can set up other people to make things happen. But if one of those guys is not playing well, the entire lineup suffers because, you know, Volpe, obviously, he's been struggling too a little bit over the last couple days. You know, still his numbers are still great, but, you know, he's going through a little bit of a cold stretch after the hot start. Maybe the confidence is dwindling a bit. And look, baseball is a matter of ups and downs. It's not supposed to be, like, always going up. It's like a heartbeat monitor. You go up, you go down. You go up, you go down. And if you're flatlining, you're probably not doing so well. and ultimately, Judge right now is kind of flatlining. I'd rather have him be going up and down and up and down because then you're seeing a little bit more production. Right now, he's just dead. Like, he's dead. And looking at his advanced stats, looking at where he's really struggling, I mean, his whiff percentage, he's whiffing on 33.5% of pitches in the zone, and that's the 12th percentile. We're not used to that. You know, even though he has a 28% strikeout rate regularly, he doesn't whiff this much. Strikeout percentage is in the 22nd percentile, which is nothing out of the ordinary. His sweet spot percentage is in the 23rd percentile. And looking at his hard hit metrics, they're down a lot. Last year, he had a 64.2% hard hit rate. He's down to 48.1%. His barrel rate has been cut by more than 50%, 11.5% compared to 27.5% last year. His average exit velocity has dropped by 4 miles an hour. I mean, his numbers across the board are down. He's not hitting the ball hard enough. He's not barreling it enough. He's whiffing at too many pitches. His sweet spot percentage is down. This, to me, is a confidence issue. Aaron Judge did not lose his power overnight. Aaron Judge did not become a bad hitter overnight. He is in his head, and you can see it. You do not strike out 4 times in a game unless you are overthinking every single thing. I actually wouldn't be opposed to giving Judge a day off the next time they have another day, the next time they have another go-around, right? The next time they have another day off, let's say, I don't know, is it next Tuesday? Let's say, I don't know when the next day they have a game off is. Give him the game off before then. Give him 2 days to reset. Go see a freaking therapist. I don't know. Go do whatever it takes to get your mind right, because Judge is not mentally right now. He is physically fine, but he is not there in the right mindset. He is aggression. You know, his confidence is at an all-time low, at least over the past 2 years. I think that they should just give him a day off. Let him reset. Because right now, I know you have to have him in the batting order, and it's malpractice to not have him in the batting order. But right now, he's a liability to this team. And they need to do whatever it takes to get him back on the right track here. So give him 2 days, reset, you know, just enjoy, you know, life for a minute. Come back ready to go. Right now, he's parlaying these bad emotions, these bad feelings, and these lack of confidence into the next day. You know, yesterday we have a game, and then right off the bat, we have a game starting in 15 minutes right now. He's playing again. It's like, you know what I mean? He doesn't have any time to breathe. Any time to, like, let it get out of his mind. He struck out 4 times yesterday. Now, Judge is good enough to turn around right now and say, you know what? Totally, after this episode, guys might watch this after the game. He could have 2 home runs today. Like, that's just the way Judge is. Like, he could just rebound, bounce back, and be amazing. You never know. But I do think that there is something to just give him a mental rest day, you know, because right now I feel like he's in his head. You can see it. He's overthinking it. His instincts are not there. He's whiffing too much. He's trying to make damage contact when the pitches are not there for him. He's missing them. You know, Ryan, what is your solution here? I think he might just need a little bit of a mental rest, in my opinion.
I mean, I think he'll turn it around. Like, I don't think either of us are suggesting he won't turn it around. And I know I want to kind of, like, correct this error. I did say why they're not off to a great start this year. I hope I meant to say it's why him not being off to a great start is why the offense has struggled lately. I want to correct that error. I know that because the Yankees are 14-7. Like, I can't, you know, they're very good right now. But as it pertains to Judge, like, a day off would probably do him well. Just one. Just kind of give him some time off. Give him, you know, they don't have an off day for a little bit. So I would honestly suggest doing it for the first game of the Oakland series, which is a Monday afternoon game. And yeah, just give him a little bit of a break. Give him a little bit of a breather. Give him some time to kind of just reset. And yeah, like I just, he's killing us right now. Like I don't mean to put this in a way that, you know, makes it seem like the offensive struggles are all on him. But he's killing us right now. His performance is the largest drop off, you'd argue, from last year to this year. So look, Rizzo has not played well, but Rizzo hasn't produced for the Yankees since June. Late May, of last year. So it's not like you're like, oh my God, this is so much worse than what we had last year. Now, defensively, different story. I guess you could say Glaber, but like, I'd still say it's Judge. Like, in just terms of WRC plus percentage, I don't think anybody else has fallen off as hard as he has. That bats too, like, just as a team, like, just to kind of, you know, kind of paint a bigger picture here, these guys have to do damage, man. Like, I'm sorry, this lineup's not built to go station to station, single to single. Like, look, Volpe is fast. Volpe can kind of go for walk and then, you know, steal second, steal third. But, like, Stan can't do that. Rizzo can't do that. Soto can't do that. Judge can't do that. I mentioned Stan already, I'm sorry. The catchers can't do that. Maybe Wells can swipe it back every now and then, but that's not his game. They need to do damage, man. Like, these, like, I see some of these pitches middle in, like, dude, do damage. Like, I see Judge lay on pitches. Dude, get out in front, crush the baseball, send that thing five rows deep to left field. I don't care if you whiff on 0-1. You get another pitch to get this right. I don't really see the benefit in being, like, this team that's playing a style of baseball that isn't their nature. If you notice when this team is clicking, it's when they can just crush the baseball. It's when they're doing damage and they're getting extra bases. Look at that rally in Toronto, right? Home run and a double kind of sets up the table for, all right, you just need one guy to punch it through. And Trevino and Judge did punch it through. But if Verdugo hit a single and Stanton hit a single, they don't win that game, right? Think of that ending where, like, Volpe hits a three-run bomb and Soto hits a three-run bomb against the Marlins. Do you know how you won that game with ease? Because two guys hit two three-run home runs. When runners are on base, the incentive to hit a home run only gets greater, despite what some people might say. So they got to start hitting home runs, man. They're 14th in home runs. This ball club is not built to be 14th in home runs. And if there's anything I'm willing to say, okay, early on, a little bit of an overreaction, it's the fact that they're not hitting home runs. Anthony Rizzo, Alex, has 4 barrels since his concussion. 4. He's slugging .247 since that point in time, right? Like, that's a concern. You know, Glaber hasn't slugged early. You kind of hope he turns that around. Stan has certainly slugged. Stan has been a revelation. But, like, the team, for the most part, has not slugged. You mentioned Judge. Like, his quality contract metrics has dropped off a cliff. It's an embodiment of a team-wide issue where these guys are just not doing damage. And I feel like yesterday, specifically, a lot of chases, like a lot of like bailing these Rays pitchers out. You've got like, you had an approach that worked, or especially in the first few games. Like, don't abandon it. Like, see your pitches, get your pitch, and when you get your pitch, go just crush that thing. I noticed, you know, we talked about the strikeout. I talked about strikeout adjustments for the pitching staff. They've actually made the adjustment. Cortez and Schmidt have thrown a lot fewer fastballs and they've gotten more strikeouts. That's huge. Now for the hitters, it's time for you guys to adjust. Do damage. Like, I can't do these. They've played 4 games, and in 3 of them, they haven't hit a home run. And they've lost the 3 games they didn't hit a home run in, and they won the 1 game they did. Do damage. Like, this isn't a station-to-station ball club. This isn't a make contact and steal some bases ball club. This is a ball club that can do a lot of things, but their number one thing they do very well is hit the home run. Now you have the ability to get on base and hit for a little bit of average. That helps, but that helps because then you can hit home runs after. It doesn't help if you're not doing that. So Judge is kind of the center of this issue, but they've got to start doing damage, Alex.
Yep, absolutely. Damage contact is imperative and essential to the game plan, especially for the Yankees. But guys, let's hear your thoughts below on Aaron Judge. Do you think he'll pick it back up? We do. It's just temporary. Not even a month into the season. Let's not overreact here. I get he's being booed and whatever. But I don't think, you know, I think that he honestly feels as though he deserves to be booed. And that's kind of like, you know, his personality, just he wants to be better, but he's the captain, guys. Let's give him a little bit of freaking slack. The Yankees still are a very good baseball team, and they're going through a little bit of a rough patch for like 2 games. I fully expect them to bounce back today, have a good performance. Any day they could explode for 7-8 runs, you never know. But always happy to hear your thoughts below in the YouTube comment section. Make sure to like and subscribe as always, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode. Perfect.